Hi, my name's Lizzie Pogson. I'm an Australian sound artist living and working in country Victoria. My background is in classical music, but I've always had an interest in music technology and sound recording through my experiences as a musician and also growing up in a music-heavy household. As a kid, I was fascinated by the weird and wonderful sounds that were played on the ABC radio program called The Listening Room. Sadly, the show no longer exists, but as a kid, I used to drag the radio into my bedroom, switch out the lights, and just let myself be immersed in these unusual sound worlds. Part relaxation and part escapism, now that I think back. After completing a music degree and working for years as a violinist, performing and recording, I decided to indulge and undertake yet another undergraduate degree, this time in sound art at RMIT University in Melbourne. I was extremely privileged to be studying in an environment with great sound artists as my teachers, Philip Samatsis, Darren Verhagen, and Robin Fox, to name a few. The course also attracted students that had wide-ranging interests in music, and so no person's preference in music was more important than any other's. Because of this, the discussions we had about sonic art were extensive, allowing students to hone their critical thinking skills. When I finished my degree, I came out with a particular fondness for field recording and its use within electroacoustic composition. Most of my works at the moment revolve around the juxtaposition of natural and synthetic sound material in different combinations, how recorded natural spaces act as environments for the inclusion of synthetic sounds, and vice versa. I've also had the chance to work with visual artists, mainly with video artists on projects requiring sound design, but the project for Frequency Oz was the first time I've worked with a still image. I felt my role was as the middleman between the image at the point of its digital birth and the audience's reception of the work in sonic form, to decode the image using my eyes and ears as vehicles for a customized audience experience. On first impression, I could see that this multi-layered tangle of signs and symbols had many possible meanings, but the process of interpreting the image, or the how, was as interesting to me as the interpretation itself. Were these signs and symbols manipulating my sonic choices about motion, growth, texture, behaviour, noise, density and space, or were they meant to be more obvious, like signs and symbols more familiar to us in the real world? The most obvious concept in the image was of the natural versus the constructed, and I could see an obvious alignment with my own art practice. The interaction between the two elements was a logical starting point for me and gave me the go-ahead to combine field recordings with computer-generated sounds to directly reflect this idea. In this instance, choosing recordings based on their location or content wasn't important to me. It was about the feeling and space that the recordings instilled in the listener. For instance, recordings from Iceland, Japan, and Australia were used in this composition. However, the field recordings do have similar spatial qualities. Most of the recordings were made using microphones in an ORTF stereo configuration, a setup popular with French radio since the 60s, and a format I like to use for its realistic stereo field and reasonable mono compatibility. These recordings add interest to the composition to form a contrast to the narrow or thinner sounding sections, or to add variety to some of the more dense sections. Being the first still image I had worked with, at times I expected it to just come alive as if it were video art. The image is static, but in a way it signifies movement, on the verge of being kinetic in some way, activated by the sound composition. The hand seems to be pushing forward from its surroundings to make contact with the viewer. Sound-wise, I'm actively encouraging the listener to engage with the sound composition, to listen in, particularly in the opening section where you can hear that the sound material is more intimate in nature. The image is essentially becoming activated through the use of the sound, and in my head at least, it no longer remains as just a 2D object. This idea of touch is threaded through the composition. Sometimes it appears directly, and sometimes it appears in the form of processed atmospheres. I tend to use software to create most of my atmospheres, and I think convolution reverb tools are great for creating interesting drones and textures. The thing I like about them is that there's always an element of surprise. You can never predict how something will sound, and often there are interesting but unexpected results. Last but not least, I decided to use the image to give me clues about shapes, textures, direction and speed to use in the composition. But I wanted to avoid looking at the signs for direct interpretations, and instead I used them to help me choose sounds. I auditioned sounds while looking at various parts of the image and chose the atmospheres according to intuition. Part randomness and part chance procedure, I suppose you could say. Thanks for listening to the work as part of the Frequency Oz project. For further information on works in this series, please visit www.frequencyoz.com.